What's up, everyone? Welcome to week 5 of the Syndicates. I am Eddie Zemaitis alongside Vic and John. We are on absolute fire right now. Guys, last week, a 5-0 week in both college and NFL combined. 3-0 in the NFL, 2-0 in college. Man, I hope we can keep it continuing because this is a tough week in the NFL.
Completely different board than what we were looking at last week. When we hopped on last week, we all knew we loved everything. We were saying like 3 units on the Saints and, you know, everything that we basically talked about on the pod last week, I mean, came through. So we're not going to, don't expect that every week, but listen, let's go 3-0 again or 2-1 and just keep making money. We haven't lost any money for anybody that's been listening to this pod ever, this year at least. So let's just keep it going, right, fellas?
Yeah, exactly. That's the best part about it. I was trying to hit 2 plays a week last week, and both of them would have hit.
Right.
Bills too, baby.
I told you, do it. There's no rules.
I know, but I was sticking with one. But yeah, man, we're on fire. Let's keep it up, and Eddie, take us off.
Yeah, man, last week was an easy board to look at, and it just happened to fall everything our way. This week, a little tougher. We'll kick it off on the Thursday night game. We got Seattle's home against the Rams. John, that was your pick last week on the Bucks, who flat out just rolled all over the Rams defense there. I didn't really get to watch the game because I was kind of tailgating for the Saints one, but I was checking the score, and man, Tampa Bay just took it to them pretty good there. All of our teams, I think we took 3 underdogs and all 3 won outright from what I remember. So
yeah, it was an underdog week last week. So, but yeah, I mean, the Rams weren't as good as their record was showing. And I kind of saw that. And if you go back and listen last week, I said that should have been a 3-point spread. I mean, even 7, you know, so, but I looked at it like a 3-point game. I didn't think Tampa Bay was going to blow them out like that, but I mean, it was so easy. It was the same exact, It played out just like I said it would. 4:05 game. You know, all the other games were still going. Like 80% of the other games were still on when that game kicked off. So my play was already in, but you know, I wasn't paying attention at first. And you look right off the rip, it's 7-0, then 14-0. By the time all the other games were done, it was 21-0 Tampa. I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's get the next one in. So that was a nice, easy, swift. I wish they were all that easy every week. We wouldn't be.
Yeah. So, Vic, what are we looking at for the percentages? Because I don't know. For some reason, I can't get the Thursday night percentages or the Monday night ones. So, what are the percentages looking like for Seattle at home against the Rams?
It's a very crazy line move. So, the line started at Rams -2, and now we're looking at Seattle -2, -1.5 at a couple places. So, you're looking at about a 50-50 split. So, a lot of money must have moved that line. But, yeah, percentages about 50-50, a little bit of money on the Rams right now, and that's where the line sits.
I like Seattle – or go ahead, John.
I was going to say, I think that line move was more of what happened last week,
yep,
right, to the Rams, instead of, like, where maybe, like, you know, smart money's at. Because, like you said, Vic, it's 50-50. It's like 55% on the money and 55% on the side. So like, there's not like a big difference in where the money and where the sides are at right now. So yeah, this is a complete coin flip game. If you guys ask me really quick, I don't know. I always end up playing these games one way or another. I guess I take Seattle, you know, but it's such a coin flip. I couldn't even tell you.
To your point, John, this reminds me a lot of that Browns Rams game and then the overreaction Browns Ravens, right? Because everyone saw Browns and then they moved that line like 4 points. Same thing, everyone saw Tampa Bay beat the Rams. They looked really bad and then they had to adjust that point so they didn't get hammered by the public on Seattle money. I feel like because everyone's going to say like, oh, Seattle at home, Rams suck, let's pound it on. So yeah, I agree with you there. I'm just going to sit this one out. It's too insane for me. Eddie, how about you?
I like Seattle in this spot here. Just because I don't think the Rams are very good this year, honestly. I don't think they're as good as they were last year. They've lost a lot of key pieces on the offensive line. and they can't run the ball anymore. So without their running game, it kind of just cuts off the head of their offense, and it doesn't allow them to do that. Yeah, I know they put up 40 points last week against Tampa Bay, but still, they're just not the same offense. They can't establish the run, and it's, I mean, Jared Goff had to throw 68 times last week, so not a recipe for winning the football games long term for them. And I think they just have a lot of things they got to work out right now. That Super Bowl hangover is kind of in effect here. So I think if you can get Seattle minus one or better, I'm all over Seahawks in this one. So pick, I think we kind of agree. No, not pick of the week.
All right. Okay. I mean, I'm with you though. If I were to play this way, I'm totally with you. I'm taking Seattle. They're home, short home favorite. It's got to be the way to go. Especially on Todd Gurley was talking about how he hates these Thursday games. So
yeah.
I like Seattle on the spot too.
Next one up, we go Sunday, 1 o'clock games, Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh at home, 3 points. Looks like a lot of money is coming in on the Ravens. Actually, not too much, but a good percentage of it. I'll just kind of lead this one off real quick. I hate laying 3 on the road with the Ravens. It might be 3.5 now. If it's 3.5, I definitely won't touch it. But I do kind of like Baltimore in this spot. Coming off a loss, I think the Steelers win on Monday Night Football was very overrated. If you look at Mason Rudolph, yeah, the stat line looks great. Looks like he had an awesome game. 16 of those passes that he completed were to the running back. So he didn't really throw the ball downfield. Juju Smith-Schuster, he had 3 catches. They beat up on the Bengals, who are not very good. So don't take away too much from that game. Also, the Steelers, if anything, I'd be, you know, more impressed with their defense and how they played, but not really, you know, the most impressive 24-point win or whatever it was from Monday night. Plus, the Ravens, they're coming off 2 straight losses. So I think they're going to be wanting to get back in the win column. But this also, I talked about this in one of our podcast before the season. I don't think the Ravens are very good, and I think weeks 1 and 2, their 2 wins that they look super impressive in, we're kind of getting them coming back down to earth. So if I had to pick here, I'd probably say the Ravens, but -3 or under at best. How about you guys?
I'm always good on the NFC North division games. Like I was telling you guys last week, this reminds me of Chicago, Minnesota. So take this. So just hear this before I tell you what I like about the game. I always pick Baltimore-Pittsburgh wrong. I'm always on the wrong side of this game, so like I kind of stop playing it. But looking at it here, the line went from 3 to 3.5. I like Baltimore. Just straight looking at it, I feel like Baltimore is the better team, and the money's coming in on Pittsburgh though. It's like 65% of the money's on Pittsburgh, even though, you know, over 50% of the bets are on Baltimore. So I feel like I'm being a sucker in this game, but maybe it's a good week to do that because, you know, last week was all, you know, all the dogs won last week. So yeah. I like Baltimore, but again, like I said, I always pick this. I'm always wrong on this game. Really quick. Oh, yeah, Cleveland is playing today. How about that Cleveland division? I wish I would have put it in when I said it last week, but it looks a lot better. Plus 200 last week, Cleveland to win the division. I mean, there's no Cincinnati is dead. Pittsburgh, you know, like you said, Mason Rudolph became checkdown king last week, and you know, Baltimore is not as good as we I thought they were going to be. So I mean, Cleveland looks like they're gonna, you know, once they get everything rolling, they're gonna end up taking this division. But I'm with you, Eddie. I like Baltimore. Vic, you with us? Or
I like Baltimore, man, but I don't think enough to put like real money on it. I'll tell you guys because I agree with everything that you guys said. I just hate betting these like short home dogs in these kind of division matchups just because you just never know what's going to happen. So, but I agree. Everything you guys said was on point. I do think the Ravens D steps up a little bit. Rudolph, they're going to play him up and make him actually beat him. So it'll be interesting. But Ravens, both of these teams look a little overrated. But I'll tell you guys, how's that?
Sounds good. London is up next. We have the Raiders.
You got a London game this week?
Yes,
we do have a London game.
That's where I'm going.
Oh,
you're going to the Bears. Oh, okay.
That's why I was ramming you guys. Like, hey, I got to go. I got a flight to catch. My wife is on my
ass. Are you going to watch this game in London?
Yes, sir. I'm leaving right now. I'm leaving after this pod. We've been so hot.
I can't tell you how much I like Oakland now.
So
that's fair.
We got plus six down to plus five now is where it's at for the Raiders. They're designated as the home team against the Bears. So, Vic, you're going to be at this game. You kick it off.
Yeah. Man, the Bears defense put on a dominating performance on Sunday. But I can say that I'm really, really worried. I know Chase Daniel looked good. I know all the fans are probably feeling really good about him right now. But I'm just a little worried. I don't know if you – and, John, you remember this because it was against your Lions last year. But the two – Chase Daniel started two games last year. He looked really bad in both of them. We lost to the Giants, and we almost lost to the Lions, if not for a pick six and our defense stepping up that game. So sometimes it's easier for a backup to just come in mid-game because the D hasn't prepped for him. So, he knows the offense really well. He moved the ball nicely. Our defense was insane, missing starters. I think Bears were missing six starters that game and still put on an epic performance. So I think they win. I think it's going to be a closer game than most expect. I think Bears by four, and I'm not betting on this game.
Yeah, I'm not betting on this game anymore because you're going to London to watch your Bears. So I liked Oakland in this spot. And what this reminds me of is you said about Chase Daniels. You ever watch when you're watching a baseball game, right? And then the pitcher is on the mound and, a designated hitter comes up and the whole team shows up to the mound and the pitching coach shows up to the mound and he's got a little, list of things that he's telling his pitcher about this player that he hasn't seen yet. So that happens in the NFL with Chase Daniels, where Trubisky comes out of the game after like the second play. They don't got no film on, they're not prepping for Chase Daniels all week. But, now the Raiders got some film on him from last week. They're going to go back and see previous games that he's played and get film that way. Everything here that I'm looking at tells me Raiders from the line going down, I believe, right, from 6-5. Yep. This whole Roquan Smith fiasco, I don't know if Vic knows anything about that or not. But I'm not touching it now just because Vic is going to be at that game. You're going to will the Bears to a victory, so I don't know. They might backdoor me. So I like Raiders a little bit. I'm not touching it, though.
Yeah, I'm not even going to talk about this game because I have no opinion on it. All so right. I know we're kind of crunched for time. So we'll jump to Arizona at Cincinnati. Arizona opened up plus four, and now it's down to plus 3.5. I like Cincinnati in this spot here. I don't know if I like the line too much, but I think after getting embarrassed on Monday Night Football, we are kind of coming out for a good performance here. And that's kind of how they've been this season. I know they're 0-4, but they've played good, bad in their games so far this year. So hopefully we can get a good one in this one. But if I did anything, I would probably bet of the Bengals here, but I'm not going to put anything too crazy on this. So either of you guys have an opinion on this game?
No, Bengals offensive line sucks. So I don't trust Arizona. So this is the only game I'm probably not even going to pay attention to on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm the same way. It is. I do think the Bengals, there's some value there because of what you said, Eddie, and just because they look so bad that everyone's on Arizona this week. But, man, when just two crappy teams play and John Ross is now out for the Bengals, so I don't think it's worth our money or our time, man. Just move on, watch some better games.
Jacksonville at Carolina. Ooh. And we have Jacksonville getting 3.5 in some spots on the road. So Carolina minus 3 at home, we'll say. Vic, what's the action look like on this one?
Oh, man, this is going to be a fun game. You got about 50-50, but the money is actually on Minshew Magic. So 50-50 public, about 75% on the Jags. And the line started at 4. It's come down to 3.5.
I actually like the Panthers in this spot a little bit. I'm kind of going against the money. I think Carolina is a much better team without Cam Newton, mostly because he has lost his running ability now. So it's just, you know, not a good – he's not a good passer without his running ability. So yeah. I think Kyle Allen's a better passer. Defense is looking pretty good. They're squeaking out wins. I know it was an ugly win last week, but they are finding ways to win now. And I like Carolina in the spot. If you can get minus three, I'm not as high on the Jags and Minshew Madness as everybody else. So give me Carolina in the spot minus three. And I would say that's a pretty solid lean on my part. I'll probably bet this game at minus three. So, John, how about you on this one?
I'm not with you, Eddie. You're saying Minshew Magic, Minshew Mania, Minshew whatever, right? So the only thing I'm looking at is the number in this spot. I don't know if this number is based on Jalen Ramsey playing or not, but I think that's kind of going to be a big deal. If he's in there, the defense, Jaguars defense is going to be a lot better if they can shut down at least one of those wide receivers. But this reminds me of last week when Indy played Oakland. I know it's not as obvious Indy's better than Oakland, like Carolina's better than Jacksonville, but the numbers are the same exact thing. It was 50-50 last week. And 80% of the money was on the Raiders, and there's 80% of the money on the Jags. So I know you don't care about that, but that kind of makes me like Jacksonville. I'm gonna lay off this game. If you put a gun to my head, I'd end up taking the Jags, though.
Vic, you split us. We are split 1-1. Who are we taking as a tiebreaker?
Yeah, I've been riding the Panthers. I agree with you about Cam and how Kyle Allen's just been so much better for the offense, but. Honestly, man, I can't go against Minshew Magic, bro. Like, the guy has been so money. He's fun to watch. The second half against the Broncos last week really sold me. He's fun to watch, man. If Jalen Ramsey plays, I think they win this game straight up. So I like the points, man. I like the 3.5. I'm with John on this one.
All right, next game up is a game I'm going to need one of you guys to explain to me because I think this line is way too high. We have the Giants at home against the Vikings getting 5.5 points. First, Vic, what is the percentages in this one? Are people actually taking the Vikings and laying the 5.5?
You will be surprised. They are, man. People are on the Vikings overall, it's looking like. So the line's a little inflated to me, but you're looking at about 68% of the public is on the Vikings.
I don't know why either. Eddie, you like the Giants, right?
Yeah, like yeah. I'm looking at it, and Minnesota should be laying 5.5 to nobody on the road. That means if this game was in Minnesota, we're laying 11.5 points, and the Giants are getting that many? No way. I mean, is it 11.5 or is it even more?
Yeah, no, three more points. Maybe like –
Yeah, six more total. Yeah. Anyway, but, yeah, I just think that this line is way overinflated. Both these teams are 2-2. One is trending downwards. The other is trending upwards. One has a passing game. The other doesn't have a passing game. And the team that does have a passing game is the one that's getting the 5.5 points. So I get Minnesota's defense is probably a little bit better, but they'll lay 5.5 on the road? That is a little outrageous to me.
The only counterpoint I'll give you is Daniel Jones has looked good, but we have to take into consideration. First, they played the Skins, right? And the Skins are terrible. They changed quarterbacks halfway, no D-line, just atrocious D. The Bucs was a good win. That I'll give them, but Bucs D was a little suspect that game. And so I don't know. I'm not too sold on them. It's just too many points to lay with the Minnesota team. Team right now that just does not look good. Their offense looks horrendous other than Dalvin Cook, and you could tell that Thielen and Diggs were getting frustrated last game. Like Kirk Cousins, anytime there's a pass rush on him, he gets frustrated. But my last point is I don't think the Giants D can pressure Cousins like he has been the last couple of games, and otherwise I would take the Giants. So that's why I'm sending this one out. So I don't know. What are you thinking, John?
I'm definitely sending this one out. Kirk Cousins always plays he can't play a good team. So Giants defense is not that good. So I don't like the Vikings. If anything, I'm taking the Giants here. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to see the Vikings though win this game because Thielen was upset at him. Diggs was upset at him. Yep. I can see the Vikings winning this game playing conservatively on offense, but throwing the ball, if that makes sense. And somehow, some way, you know, they end up stopping Danny Dimes. If this happens, this is a good team to fade later on in the season because Kirk Cousins can never win a big game. So I can't wait for a spot where, you know, it's against Green Bay or something like that. He already played them. When they're in a spot where they're supposedly a good team versus another good team, I can't wait to fade Kirk Cousins. I'm not going to do it here, but this game will tell me a lot about the New York Giants, how good they really are this year. I don't believe in their defense, so I'm not going to do that. I really like Daniel Jones, though, so it'll be a fun game to watch. Nothing I'm going to put any money on.
Yeah, I think that the Giants in this spot, they are a little overinflated, not in this spot here, I don't think, but in general because the Tampa Bay win easily could have been a loss if they just made a 34-yard field goal. So I think that one you could put a little asterisk next to. But in this spot here, I mean, I think they're just – I'm surprised they're getting so many points at home. So, but I'm probably not going to bet this game, to be honest. If I did, it would be small on the Giants. So next one up, New England at Washington. New England laying 15.5 on the road. I have no interest in this game whatsoever, so I will pass it off to one of you if either of you have a side or a play in this one.
How high do you think this line gets by game time?
17, I'd say. 17 or 18.
That's what I had it pegged at, like, 17. So, I mean, what's crazy is the Pats have not covered the last 2 weeks. And so, to me, that tells me that Hoodie and Brady are probably pissed off, and they're going to come out on fire this game, man. And I just haven't seen anything at all from Washington. No glimmer of hope other than Scary Terry, who's injured with a hamstring injury. Haskins looked atrocious. Every time a rookie quarterback goes up against the Pats, they get absolutely demolished. I never take lines this big, but I'm going to take the Pats. I'm going to go Pats minus 15.
Oof. I'm not touching this game. The second I take the Pats minus 16, it's going to be 3-3 halftime, 6-3 Washington in the fourth quarter, and Tom Brady wins 10-6 at the end of the game. So I'm definitely not doing that. I'm staying away. I don't even care about this game. I can't even take New England in my suicide. I don't have any fantasy players, so next for me.
Next is another awful game. Jets at Philadelphia. Philadelphia laying 2 touchdowns, minus 14. Most of the people on the Jets are from what I see on the action report here, but I don't know if Sam Darnold was playing. Vic, what are the percentages, and you heard any news about Sammy D?
Yeah, so it's 60-40 Jets. So you are right. The line started at Eagles minus 14. It's at minus 13 now. Some of the money's on the Jets. I did hear that Darnold looked good. And they're thinking about starting him, but to be safe, they were thinking about sitting him one more week, just because of, like, they wanted to do some tests, some more last minute tests. So that's kind of the last I heard. But they are getting healthier overall. I heard, I think CJ Mosley looks good. You know, some Robbie Anderson was dealing with some of his back, so they're getting some of their main guys back. So I think that's why they're getting some love.
If Sam Darnold's playing this game and the line is 14, I feel like the Jets are a steal. I don't think he's going to end up playing, and that's why the line is this high. They said he got mono, and that's like some kind of like whatever sickness when you're like, I don't know, in sixth grade or whatever. But that's not his problem anymore. It's his spleen. If he gets hit, they say he'll die. So yeah. I highly doubt the doctors are going to let him play this game, basically. If the Jets are plus 14 and Sam Darnold's playing, I'm taking the Jets. It's just Philly's not New England, or, you know, and they're, you know, Jets are not Miami Dolphins to be given, you know, 14 points. So, but if Luke Falk is playing or whatever his name is, I can't take the Jets. So
you're right though, John, it's about the spleen. And so he's been cleared for like non-contact work. So he's been working out. He's there. They say there's a chance, but I think to your point, they want to do a bunch of tests. It's already Wednesday, and so I think they're gonna chill one more week. As long as the spleen is not enlarged, he can do everything. But I think they're not going to risk it.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, John, where you said if Sam Darnold plays here in this spot, you're taking the Jets plus 14. I 100% agree. So I just don't know if he is. And Vic, like you said, I don't think he's going to because it's kind of a serious injury with the spleen. Don't want to risk that. So, yeah, I'm probably going to sit this one out when it comes to being all said and done. So
we were 5-0 last week and everyone's waiting for one of our picks of the week. And we haven't gave one out yet.
Or just any sort of strong lean, but yeah, we're right. Like we said at the start of the pod, this is a tough week. So don't expect the same kind of leans we had last week. So next one up, I think we're finally going to have a pick of the week, Tampa Bay at New Orleans. I'm seeing some crazy line move, and I think it's just because of, again, a little overreaction to the 4 o'clock game with Tampa Bay winning. But I see – Vic, you said there's some threes out there?
Yeah, I see a bunch of threes, actually. Offshores have them, like, 5 dimes, Pinnacle. Yeah, there's a bunch. It's Saints minus 3 right now.
Let's do it. 3 weeks in a row. We'll go with the same team for me. I'll make this my pick of the week. And mostly the reason is – from what I'm seeing, most of the money is on the Bucs too. Is that right?
Yep. It's 50-50 public. About 67% of the money is on the Bucs, so.
This is going to be strictly a line value play because I think this line should be a little bit higher, and it's a little, I would say, inflated towards the Bucs because of their win last week. But let's just, take that out of consideration for just a week here. They played probably their best game of the year. The one thing that would be a little bit concerned about with New Orleans is the letdown spot after the big win against the Cowboys.
Yep.
But just kind of being down in New Orleans the past week, this team is very motivated to prove that they can win without Drew Brees while he's gone. A lot of the defense is just really stepping up. The crowd is insane. I think the atmosphere will be pretty big, and I don't think they're going to take it lightly because they need to keep their head above everybody in the division race. And Tampa Bay's 2-2, Carolina's 2-2, Atlanta, they're a mess right now, but they need to stay in this for the division race. And this is a big game for them. So if you're only laying 3 here, I'll take -3 with the Saints at home for sure. And a little overreaction to the line movement because of Tampa Bay's win last week. So Saints -3 is my pick of the week. And I think I'll roll with that one.
Finally, we got one. There we go. I love the way the Saints defense looked on Sunday night. They created some turnovers. They made some nice plays. I don't know what's wrong with their offense. I don't know if the Dallas defensive line is that good or is the Saints offensive line not that good.
Bro, it's the penalties. The penalties are out of control. There was so many holes.
Yeah. So, I don't know if Tampa's going to be able to bring that same effort Dallas did. So, I kind of like where you're going here. The line change worries me. So, I hate when that happens. It makes me stay away more than play a game. But for it to go from 6-3, I know it's basically because of what Tampa Bay did last week, which is a definite overreaction. But, I don't know. Do Joes really come in that early in the week to drop the line? I'm not sure. I'm cheering for you. I'm not playing this game. I think you're on the right side, but I'm not sure if I would put any money on it. What about you, Vic?
Man, this is tough because I like both of these teams, and we've hit one a lot of money on both of these teams. So the line move scares me a lot. I do think it's an overreaction from that Bucks-Rams game. I'm very worried about the Saints offense though. And Eddie, you were there. To me, I thought if the Saints go up against a really good defense, they're going to struggle because Bridgewater, while he did his job, just looks like a very, not even like middle tier game manager. Like he couldn't throw, anything past 10 yards. Peyton had to get very crafty. And so that's why I'm sending this out. I think it's a letdown spot for them after a big win. I'm not sold on Bridgewater after watching him a couple weeks, even though I've taken the Saints the last 2 weeks. I just don't like him in this spot, so I'll sit out.
Yeah, I think The penalties were what killed them a lot last week. They had a lot of good situations and a lot of good plays that were called back because of penalties. And it just put them in really bad situations, a lot behind the chains where they had to settle for field goals. And that was a lot of what I saw at the game. It's just
you a lot can't of things run called on back. Them, you couldn't run on. I was very surprised on how good their run defense was last week. I'm shocked how Dallas could not run the ball on them.
Yeah, I'm more concerned about a team that's got a really good offense that can score on the road. So, I mean, that kind of is Tampa Bay. Yeah. But I think their defense does a good job of kind of shutting teams down. Like you said, they can't run the ball. Dallas rushed for like 45 yards last week. And then they're passing. Amari Cooper had his worst game of the year. Dak Prescott had his worst game of the year. So it's tough to throw the ball. And I know turnovers, I always say that they're very random, but they do try to create turnovers at a high rate. And obviously when you got Jameis coming to town, that's usually a good sign for turnovers. So I just think they need this thing for the division. So I'm going to roll with the Saints here. I feel like I'm going to be a lot on the opposite side of a lot of games of you guys this week. So I'm okay with being on this one here.
Let's go Saints.
All right, so then next game up we have is Houston at home -5 against Atlanta. Atlanta is a mess right now. Don't know why people are still continuing to bet them, but 65% of the action looks like it's on Atlanta. If anything, I would lean Houston here. Don't like the line. It's a little too high for me, though, and I can also see Atlanta just coming out and just showing up randomly. But I feel like that they're a good team that you could bet as like a home dog. But I wouldn't want to touch them on the road anywhere. So I lean Houston in this spot. I probably won't bet it, though, because I don't like the line. So, John, what about your favorite team here, Falcons?
I hate Atlanta Falcons. Last week, I got to tell you guys a little secret. Last week, I was putting in, some plays, and I ended up – I wanted to put in one more play, and it was between taking Tennessee over Atlanta – or taking Houston at home versus Carolina. And I couldn't remember what we even talked about in the pod, but between, between me and talking to my buddy, I want to blame him now, but I ended up taking Houston instead of Tennessee. So now Atlanta's playing Houston. I hate both these teams now. So I'm staying away from this game. Whatever happens, I don't even care.
I'm with you, John. I hate Atlanta. I hate them so much that I'm going to take I'm going to take Houston. Like straight up line, I think Houston gets back on the right track. Watson has a huge game. The Falcons look absolutely atrocious at home against the Titans. Like think about that for a minute. Titans are not that good of a team, and they just look like they gave up. I think Dan Quinn's going to get fired. I think there's a lot of changes coming in Atlanta. I think their season is over. And Eddie, if you remember this from last year, you brought this up. You were listening to the Scooch Pod with Chad Millman, all of us listened to. But you remember when Scooch said, like, when team seasons are over, for one or two games, they just, like, the next games just fade them. And when they realize that, and then later on in the season, they start playing again because they know they got to get contracts and stuff. But I think the Falcons season is over. They look horrendous. I'm gonna take Houston.
Okay, guys, so Houston. We kind of all generally lean Houston there.
Yeah, just, oh, God. They were so bad last week. Bill O'Brien was so bad last week. I was watching that game because I had action on it. He's calling a wide receiver pass on the 2nd and 1 on the goal line. The guy intercepts it, and the game was over right there. He didn't manage his timeouts well. They didn't have any timeouts at the end of the game. Carolina went into a 6-minute shutdown of finishing them off when they only won by 3. It was such a poorly coached game that I hate both these teams. So just everybody don't bet this game. Whatever. I'm so mad still. So let's just talk about the next game.
All right. Well, we talked about this before we got on here. I'm going to be at this game now as well, going to Nashville.
What the hell, man? You guys are going to
– Yeah, I'll be
– I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm going to be heading to Nashville Saturday, coming back Monday. So it'll be a quick trip, but I will let you guys know, this is going to be a very split crowd, if not more of a Bills crowd than Titans. This has been a trip that people have been planning for over a year. This was a game that people have been circling on the calendar. I don't know why everybody has a fascination with Nashville, but I know we have a lot of people that move from Buffalo down to like the North Carolina area. And that's where I'm actually going, is to meet up with about 15 other people that are from North Carolina. Wow. It's a big group trip down there. And then I'm not the only one. This is going to be one of those ones where like the plane ride down to Nashville is just strictly people in Bills gear. It's going to be pretty crazy. So I do lean the Bills in this situation because I'm getting 3 points, and I don't think Tennessee's kind of like Tampa Bay, where you're either going to get, you know, an effort from them where they beat a team that they shouldn't beat, Cleveland, Atlanta, where they're underdogs, or they just go out and lay an egg at 1 week against a, you know, Jacksonville. And I think this is going to be pretty similar to that Jacksonville game, because you guys saw, I'm guessing you guys watched a little bit of the Bills and Patriots last week. Bills defense is unreal, man. Sure. And defense travels a lot better than offense. They just need to stop turning the damn ball over. If they can stop turning the ball over, they will be, they'll be a really good team. But Josh Allen, man, he is a mess sometimes with turning it over. I think I actually would prefer Matt Barkley to start a quarterback over Josh Allen. So,
oh wow,
I think he runs the offense a lot better than he does. The only thing is if I don't know what Tennessee's defensive line has been doing this year, where if they can get some pressure on Barkley, it might cause some issues because the Bills' offensive line isn't that great. Yeah. But they've been able to establish the run a lot this year. They're top 10 in rushing. So if you, even if you're getting Matt Barkley or Josh Allen, I don't think the line really matters. If you're getting 3 points, I would take those 3 points in this situation. And, yeah, man, just as long as they don't turn the ball over. If they didn't turn the ball over, man, there's so many things. That they should have won that game. John and I, are very heartbroken about last week and how we blew those games. But
I'm glad Lions won.
There were so many ways that the Bills just lost that game. I wouldn't say they dominated the Patriots, but they handled them pretty well, and there's no way that they should have lost that game the way they did. So,
yeah, I agree, man. I was on the Bills last week, and like I told you earlier this season, Eddie, the Bills team reminds me a lot of the Bears team last year, and I don't know if you guys remember, but New England came into Chicago. They beat us, but we dominated that game, and this game reminded me exactly of that game. And so Cordell Patterson had 2 return touchdowns. Otherwise, the Bears would have won that game. And same thing that when I was watching this game, again, Bills keep reminding me of the Bears from last season. So I like the Bills. The line is kind of off the board right now because of the Josh Allen stuff. So depending on how many points we can get, if I can get 3-4 points, I'll be on the Bills because their defense is nasty.
This is the only game I liked at 1 o'clock until we got on this pod right now.
So, that's why we do it.
I'm not doing it. There's no way I'm doing it now. You're going to the game. Like I don't know why. I can't go against my guys now, right? One's going to be in London, one's going to be in Nashville. How can I go sit in there and play the other way? I can't do it. So I'm not going to take this game, and I don't even want to talk about it no more. I will say this: when Eddie sells me on Buffalo last year, Kyle Williams last game, blah blah blah, this. I ended up taking Buffalo, and they just smashed whoever they played. So you're telling me half the crowd is going to be Buffalo fans? Like, that just makes me not want to do it. But, all right, I don't know. I got to go find me a 1 o'clock play now.
The last 1 o'clock game, so you're only down to 4 o'clock now.
Yeah, I know. Well, my pick of the week is at 4 o'clock, but, you know, so whatever. I don't know. I'm kind of irritated now. Figure it out.
All right, we'll start with the 4 o'clock games. First one up. Denver is at the Chargers, 6.5. LA's laying 6.5 on the road here to Denver. Man, this one, Vic, you kind of just mentioned it, and I totally forgot about this until you just mentioned it. But this is one of those ones where you kind of realize your season's over, and you just, I don't know, put it all in the bag and just kind of pack it up and go home. But that's what I'm a little concerned about with Denver, because I remember Emmanuel Sanders a couple weeks ago talking about how he only got 2 targets. Oh, just come out next week and see what happens. And that kind of concerned me with Denver's effort. But I think this – and I've touched Denver a couple times this year, and they've failed every time. but I do kind of like Denver in this spot here. They always play the Chargers pretty tough. I remember, I think they beat them outright last year in LA as the same number. I think they were getting about 7 points and they won it straight up at home. So I don't know. It's one of those ones where they match up pretty well. Bradley Chubb is out for the season now. So that is one concern, but I don't know. It could be one of those things where it's an injured player and they come out strong the next game. So we'll see. But I like Denver, especially if you can find any sevens out there. So, John, I remember you talking about this before we jumped on. Is this one that you like?
Yeah, hold your nose. This is a hold your nose game. If I win this, this is my 405 special. We need a T-shirt if I win this game again. We got to start selling T-shirts, 405 special. Last week, I took the Bucks at 405. I like these 4 o'clock games. I like to look at the 405 game and just look at the two teams and take the team that I feel like everyone's betting against. So last week, everybody was on the Rams over the Bucks, right? I mean, for the most part, the public I'm talking about. So I can definitely see the same situation happening here. They're looking at Denver. Denver's 0-4. Everybody's going to take the Chargers before, you know, the next game starts. So I like Denver in this spot. They're 0-4. I like their coach, man. I don't know. They got to get this guy a win somehow, some way. So I feel like they're going to, you know, maybe rally instead of quitting. You know, Bradley Chubb's out for the season. So they didn't look bad last week. That Sutton guy's getting a lot of targets. Maybe, you know, they can split him up a little bit more between him and Emmanuel Sanders this week. As long as Joe Flacco doesn't lose the game or you know, ruin the cover, I should say, for me. Denver, I like Denver a lot. I don't see any sevens. I'll stick with 6.5. I wouldn't be surprised if they won this game outright. That's true. Los Angeles doesn't have a home field. Finally, maybe Denver can go somewhere where, you know, they're just playing. They just get to play football. So, all right. And that's my pick of the week. You know, before we hopped on, that's what I was saying. It is 405 special. Give me Denver Broncos.
Oh, man. I love it. I love it, John. If Denver wins this game straight up, I will make that T-shirt for you and send it to you.
All right, cool.
I'll be the first buyer of it when it comes out to stores.
If we continue this hot streak, then we'll probably start selling them too. So I love it. I will just tell you, I didn't love either side of this game. I love your 405 specials. I can't deny it. So I will tell you, I'll take the Broncos. I think I see the line going up. It's at 7 at some places. So grab the 7, obviously, if you like Broncos, and I'll tell you.
All right. We all like the Broncos getting 7 at the Chargers. So that is the 405 special. And, John, that's your pick of the week, right?
Yep. Yep.
I like it. So next one up, there's only 2 4 o'clock games this week?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm reading? Wow. Well, then I won't be missing too much, so I'm good. I'm glad with that. But Green Bay at Dallas, down to 3.5 in this spot here. Majority of the money on the Packers in this situation. Cowboys, is there any threes out there? Or is it all 3.5, Vic?
There are. There's a 5 dimes, Pinnacle. There's a bunch of threes out there. So started at 4. It's at 3. Public's on Green Bay. And I'm 4-0 with my picks of the week. And this is going to be a game where I'm taking the Cowboys as my pick of the week. Loving the defense. Packers, to me, have a lot of problems. They've started off every game putting up points with their script, but their second halves have just been atrocious. They can't score in the second half. Cowboys are in a good bounce-back spot here. Everyone saw them lose. Their defense, I love their defense. I think they're going to be able to keep Aaron Rodgers in check. And the biggest reason I love the Cowboys is the Packers are – absolutely atrocious against the run. Jordan Howard gashed him. Dalvin Cook gashed him. And what do you think is going to happen this week? Zeke is going to eat. The Cowboys are going to win this game big, and I'm on the Cowboys.
I love the Cowboys this week, man. Yeah, I like them too. And before I was telling you guys, I like Denver, I like Dallas. I like both these 4 o'clock games. So Zeke is going to eat this week. He's going to be able to run the ball a little bit better than they did last week. I know they didn't score a lot of points last week. Dak didn't look that bad to me. I feel like, you know, They had a couple turnovers last week against the Saints. Randall Cobb dropped a big third down pass for him. So I like Dak still. Cooper might be hurt, so they're kind of dismantled on the receiving part of it. But their defense is legit. So Green Bay's offense doesn't look that good to me this year so far. They're on the road. Aaron Rodgers sometimes gets a little like flaky on the road. So I like Dallas in this spot. I'm definitely taking this game too.
Yeah, I like Dallas here as well, especially we can get it -3, where I think Philadelphia kind of figured out the recipe for success against Green Bay's defense last week, and it is pounding the rock. So Dallas's offensive line is still one of the best in the NFL. I know Tyron Smith is going to be out for a little while. He's got the high ankle sprain, but I still think they'll be able to run the ball pretty well in Green Bay here. And just situationally, it's a good spot for him. Coming off a big loss on Sunday Night Football, where a lot of people were kind of doubting them a little bit and moved them down in their weekly power rankings that change way too often. But I think Green Bay, we kind of lost all the value on them. They've beaten a couple bad teams to start the season, and now we got all the value out of them. We used it up. So I like the Cowboys in this spot here as well. So, Vic, this is your pick of the week. Let's hope we can get it to 5-0 for you.
All right, let's do it.
Next one up, we have Sunday Night Football, and it is loading here, so I'm waiting to see what it all looks like. But we got Indianapolis at Kansas City. That's Sunday Night Football? Oh, that's gross.
Yep.
Well, I think when they scheduled this, they assumed Andrew Luck would be playing, but that's not the case. So we got Indianapolis +11 at the Chiefs. Gun to my head, I'm probably going to have to take Indianapolis in this game, but I don't think I'm going to bet it. So, or I mean, I'm probably going to bet it, actually. So I'll take Indianapolis in this spot +11. Too many points. Kobe Brissett's actually a pretty good quarterback. I think he's really solid. Like, if you were to take Teddy Bridgewater or, you know, a lot of those other quarterbacks that are kind of filling in right now, I would take Jacoby Brissett as my starter. I have no problem with that. Colts are a little banged up right now, which kind of concerns me. And Kansas City, they're due for one of those games where they just explode. So a little nervous about taking 11 points here. But if I had to gun my head, I would take Indianapolis +11. So, Vic, what do you think in this one?
I like the Colts, man. I like the Colts +11. I think we talked about a little bit last week on why we like the Raiders, because to me, the Colts are a very good underdog team. You know, I don't want to lay points with them, but Brissett's good. He knows the offense. I think they were a little overconfident going into the Raiders game where they benched some of their guys, but T.Y. Hilton will be back. Darius Leonard will be back, two of their best players this week. So Kansas City should win. I see them winning by 7 or 8 points, and so I like the Colts +11.
Yeah, this line is – you're getting the value on the Colts. I feel like because it's Sunday Night Football, you're getting extra points here. Everyone's going to be on KC. This line should be 7-8, just like Vic said, they should win by 7-8. You're getting 11. So if you want to play a number because of value, right, which you should be doing sometimes, I like Indianapolis in spot. As long as Hilton's playing, as long as Leonard's playing, Colts are going to keep this close. So I like Indy plus the 11 for sure.
All right, so we all kind of like the Colts here, but none of us are really willing to make it a pick of the week or anything. So move on to Cleveland.
I'm betting
the Colts. Yeah. I'll probably bet the Colts too.
I'll bet the Colts too. So I think we all like it. It's just not our pick of the week.
Yeah. So if you guys are getting cracked this week and you're losing money because you're not tailing us and you end up in this final game, don't take Kansas City. That's a sucker pick.
That's what we always say, and then they blow about the team that they play. All these bad lines where we're not supposed to do that.
Every time I call my buddy and he likes something, he's like, you know, whatever. I'm like, that's a sucker pick, bro. He's like, I'm taking it. No, you. Every time you say sucker pick, you lose. So whatever. I still like.
All right, so we got Indianapolis is kind of our consensus pick there for Sunday Night Football. But now we move to Monday Night Football, where it seems like there's a pretty big split in the game here. San Francisco laying 3.5 at home against the Cleveland Browns. I would probably lean Cleveland in this spot. I just don't know if I really trust them yet. I think last week was just kind of that game where we said it was a perfect situation for them, needed it for the division. But wouldn't be surprised here if they come back down to earth. I think Kyle Shanahan is a way better coach than Freddie Kitchens. So I would say Cleveland here, I lean getting the points, 3.5. Also, San Francisco, a little overrated off their 3-0 start. I know they looked impressive in the first couple of wins there, but haven't really played. Tampa Bay is kind of a good win, but haven't really played too many good teams. Also, when you go into a bye so early, riding that momentum off a 3-game win streak might come out a little flat in this situation. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see them come out a little flat. Maybe they squeak out a win and get the hook that kind of wins that bet for you. But I like Cleveland in this spot, plus 3.5. So either one of you guys is going to be on this game or like anything here.
I like to watch. This is going to be a fun game to watch, 49ers and Browns. So line's 3.5, so tough. I'm not sure.
I'm probably
49ers a little bit. I'm not good on these Monday night games. I haven't been, you know, on the right side the last couple of weeks. So I like 49ers a little, but not a strong lean one way or another.
Yeah, I'm kind of like you, John. I'll be traveling this day back and hopefully off of a Bears win. But I was on the Browns last week as my pick of the week. I don't love them this week. I think the Niners are in a good spot here at home. And like you mentioned, Eddie, Kyle Shanahan, I think he'll have a very good game plan to kind of, you know, the Browns secondary is banged up. The Ravens didn't take advantage of it. I think Shanahan does. So that's why I'm probably going to sit this game out.
Yeah, so not any big leans there for Monday Night Football. Let's jump over to our real moneymaker,
college football.
College football. I got two games that I like and one game I want to ask John about. So I'm going to start with that one. John, Michigan, how are we feeling about them this weekend? It's kind of a good spot for them, I feel, but can we trust them to put any money on them at home against Iowa?
No, we can't trust them. We can't trust them to put any money on them. I would not take Michigan here in this spot. He ends up winning these games sometimes. So I don't know. I'm kind of like over the season already after what happened in Wisconsin. So I know Eddie's got to go. I mean, I'm sorry. I know Vic's got to go, right?
Yep, I got to catch my flight, fellas. We were so hot, I had to jump on this pod before we left. So,
safe travels, man.
Thank you, fellas. Have fun this weekend, and let's make some money.
Cool. Yes, sir. Later. See ya.
Yeah, so, Eddie, I don't know, man. You like Michigan?
No, I did not. I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that one.
You can't ask me about this. You can't ask me about them. It's the one team, like, I don't, like – like, I knew Wisconsin was going to lay it on them a couple weeks ago, and I wouldn't take Wisconsin just because I can't do that, right? So last year when we jumped on the pod, I gave Michigan out as the pick of the week against Ohio State completely, you know, with my heart. So I can't tell you to take Michigan because I don't feel it, right? I wouldn't be surprised if they ended up winning this game. It's going to be a fun game to watch, and you know, it's going to tell us where we're going to be for the rest of the season. If we lose to Iowa at home, which, you know, the way the line is, you know, all these things are projecting, you know, we're going to call it in, and this might be the end of Jim Harbaugh. So not a game I'd play. What else you got?
How many picks do you have first before I start?
I got two
as well.
All right.
So cool. I'm going to go with my first one.
Got to go 3-1 for the people this week.
All right, who knows? Two of them could be the same.
All right, okay.
First one is a night game. I think it's a Friday night game. Cincinnati at home against Central Florida. Love Cincinnati in this spot here. They're one of those teams that has those wonky primetime games that are during the week, and they come out and their crowd's all riled up. And I think Central Florida, man, I mean, I've always thought they were a fraud to begin with, but now – you know, you put them against some decent teams. Everybody's on Central Florida here. It's like 85% of the action, 90% of the tickets, all on Central Florida. So the line has moved from 5 down to 4. I think you're still getting anything over 3 is a good number for Cincinnati at home, prime time. I'll take the Bearcats plus the 4 against Central Florida as my first pick.
Nippert Stadium, baby. Yeah, I was going to give out 3 picks, and I laid off this one. So you gave it out for me. So we're probably still going to end up giving out 4 picks. I love Cincinnati in this spot. They got a good defense. I love their coach. You know, UFC, you know, they you know, after that Pittsburgh game, they kind of lost. They blew out some team last week, but didn't end up covering in the end. So I like Cincinnati in this spot. I'm with you. They're probably going to end up winning the game. So I'm with you on that one. Let's go.
All right. So then my other pick is on the weekend, and it is at 3:30, I believe. This one we might both agree on. Where is it? It is Florida at home plus 3 against Auburn.
Ooh,
so
that's a tough game. I don't even know what I like, so maybe I'll just roll with you.
Another one, all the money, 85% is on Auburn, laying the 3 on the road. It's one of those games that we talk about where the ranked teams are playing each other. I think Florida – I don't know. Who's ranked higher in this one, Auburn or Florida?
No, Auburn's 7, Florida's 10, yeah. So Auburn's ranked higher, yeah, but it's in Florida, so.
Yeah, Auburn, man, they are a really good football team. Their schedule is just brutal this year. So they got to go on the road to Florida here. They're going to have to play Alabama later in the year. They play at LSU. So they got a really brutal schedule this year, so it's tough because they're a good football team, but also very young. So they'll probably come back in a couple of years and be pretty solid. So I just like Florida in this spot here. I think it's good. Florida's a very good team. Their defense is amazing. Auburn's still got a freshman quarterback, so I think that's a big advantage towards Florida there. And this is really their first big road test of the year. I think they've had a couple neutral site games. They did play at Texas A&M, but I think that was also at Cowboy Stadium from what I remember. I don't know if that was in Texas A&M.
You mean Auburn and Texas A&M?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that they were on the road that game. They handled them. So, man, I was against Auburn played Texas A&M. I wasn't on the pod. I texted you the pick. I told you Texas A&M, and then you got on the pod, and I don't know what you said, but you said you wouldn't give it out. You wouldn't give out Texas A&M because you like Auburn. Is that the right game?
Yeah, that was it. I
like Texas A&M, so then you just didn't give it out. Thank God you didn't give it out because I ended up still taking Texas A&M. I ate a big fat one on that one. So I've been against Auburn the last 2 weeks, and they've been you know, giving it to me. I took Mississippi State last week against Auburn, and Auburn blew them out. So I like Florida because I like their defense and I love their coach. The only thing I'm worried about is they got a backup quarterback too. I know he's a senior, Trask or whatever his name is. He is a backup though. So this is going to be a fun game to watch. I didn't have a lean one way or another on this game, I'll be honest with you, but I'll be cheering for – so you like Florida, right?
I do like Florida plus 3, yep.
If I had to pick a side, that'd be the side I'd be on, Florida plus the 3 at home for sure.
Cool. So, all right, who are you two?
All right, so really quick, I like Western Michigan's playing Toledo. I took Toledo last week against BYU, but this week I'm gonna fade them. Western Michigan is line. You lost value already. Unless there's an injury, this line went from 4, it's down to 1. So I'm taking Western Michigan. I like their offense. I like their quarterback. I like Bellamy, their running back. Skylar Moore, the wide receiver. Richie, another wide receiver. They got a bunch of good players on the offensive side of the ball. Toledo did beat BYU last week, but BYU was wore out when they got to that game. And that's why I was all over Toledo. So give me Western Michigan against Toledo at the Glass Bowl. They're going to win that game. And this one's a hold your nose. I shouldn't even give it out. We're going to go 3-0, but I'm going to give it out anyways. You're getting way too many points on this Tennessee-Georgia game. The line's up to over 28. I'll give 28. There might even be a 28.5 out there. But 28, Tennessee is way too many points. You'll get a backdoor cover. Take the Tennessee Volunteers and don't watch because it's not going to be fun. So we got Tennessee, Western Michigan, Florida, and Cincinnati. We're going 4-0, baby.
A lot of underdogs this week. So some of them, yeah, you're going to have to hold your nose. Some of them might win outright. So
all right,
we'll see. 9-1 in college this year. 9-1 or 10-1?
9 and 1 in college, and we were like 8-3 and 1 in NFL. Don't quote me on that one. I know we just went 3-0 last week. So we were 5-3 and 8-3 and 1 in NFL, 9-9 and 1 in college.
Perfect. Yeah. So let's hopefully keep our winning ways going and go in next week. Like we said, NFL not something we really like this week. Not a board that we're too fond of. So
I'm not a fond of
this. Made our three picks, but
yeah, I don't like either one of these boards. I'll be honest with you, but we're still gonna run out the picks. We're gonna make money at the end of the week. So safe travels to Nashville.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. So let's hope we can our two teams can at least recover from the brutal losses we had last week. But yours is on a bye, so you don't need to worry about that. But yeah, hopefully we make some money this week, and then we'll be back next week to get at it again.
All right, everyone. Good luck.
See ya.